This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The stock market, the American economy, the global economy, the fear of inflation, the word stagflation, the markets all reacting in sympathy to the Federal Reserve decision to tighten rates, the talk of aggression, all this added up to headlines in the Wall Street Journal. The stock market's drop is hitting many 401ks harder this time. Subhead, target date funds, a popular retirement savings option, are more heavily invested in stocks than investors might think. Good heavens. I welcome Brett Break the Glass Ahrens of MarketWatch. He writes Return on Investment. Brett, more than 10 years ago, during the Great Recession, there was a joke. I wonder if it's still around. My 401k is now a 201k. Are you hearing that again? Good evening, Brett.
Good evening. Great to be here. Yes, this is a perennial joke. I wasn't aware that it started in the 2008 financial crash. Yes, it was around then, and it's around now. People complaining that their retirement accounts have shrunk. What's quite interesting this time, and you and I have talked about this on this program many times, has been that bonds have gone down for the first few months of this year, as well as stocks. Now, typically, bonds have gone up when stocks have gone down, and vice versa, at least in modern times. And older people, people nearer retirement or in retirement, have usually been advised to have a lot of their money or most of their money in bonds because those are supposedly safer. But those have gone down as well. That's been particularly painful for people either in retirement or near retirement.
The report continues exactly what Brett just said. Many of these funds are shifting into bonds more slowly than they did a decade ago after managers loaded up on stocks. Portfolios for the youngest workers now invest 92% of its contributions in stocks, up from 85%. But who cares about that? We care about the people who depend upon their 401ks in retirement. And Brett, I'm told there's panic. Now, this might just be social media. Do you see evidence that the plump 401ks, I came across this recently, a recession is when my neighbor's no longer a millionaire, a depression is when I'm no longer a millionaire. Are you hearing this, Brett, at Return on Investment?
Well, I will tell you, I've heard quite a bit of this in the last couple of weeks. In fact, I think you and I talked about it, which was there was a widespread liquidation panic. An enormous number of people, particularly younger people who had been gambling on cryptocurrencies, but also technology stocks, the Cathie Wood stocks, Peloton, and all these things, have lost a ton of money and were in forced liquidation. What is interesting, and I don't know if it has been widely noted yet, what is interesting is that we seem to have turned an important corner about 10 days ago. As you know, as we've discussed, until recently, there was a liquidation panic and everything was going down. So even while the media was insisting there was an inflation panic, all the things that ought to be going up in an inflation panic were going down. Farmland was going down. Timberland was going down. Inflation-protected bonds were going down. It made no sense. It was a liquidation panic. That seems to have stopped because what we've had now for the last week or so has been a much more rational market, by which I mean that, for example, growing fears of a recession have caused the stock market to go down last week, but they caused bonds to go up. You would expect bonds to go up if you are expecting a recession, because bonds, particularly government bonds, pay a secured rate of interest. So essentially, you want to lock in, you know, what you want a contract that's paying you a secure rate of interest if the economy is going into a recession, if earnings are likely to fall, if there's going to be more instability. So what's happened in the last 10 days or so, and it's quite interesting, is that bonds have gone up and bond yield, long-term interest rates, have come tumbling down. So the inflation, the so-called inflation panic, which I was never I never bought into seems to have faded. The actual bond market predictions of inflation have continued to plummet. But what is now interesting is that bonds have rallied somewhat, a little bit, and the market no longer seems to be in a kind of liquidation panic where everything goes down because essentially people are facing margin calls and have to settle.
JP Morgan says U.S. consumers are doing just fine. This is the kind of headline that alarms me, Brad. The subhead, the leaders of America's largest bank expect credit losses to remain low due to higher cash balances. Brett will forgive me if I retell a story from 1929. In the Herald Tribune, the day after one of the Black Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, when liquidation sale isn't adequate, the metaphor that works is that people were rushing to the floor of the stock exchange and throwing their stock certificates in a bonfire on the floor. That's how bad it was in those days. Well, the next day in the Herald Tribune, a editorial cartoon appeared of a biplane crashed in a cow field and the pilot wandering around dizzy because he'd been knocked senseless. And standing next to the plane is a figure, not a farmer, somebody a little portly, looking a little bit like President Hoover, who had been on the Ohio River during the worst of the crash on Thursday. And the figure watching the plane and the pilot said, "But the economy is just fine, is doing fine." And I worry about that, Brett. It always comes back to me. Consumers are doing just fine. How can they tell after what happened? Didn't they burn Walmarts and Amazon down the last couple of weeks?
Yes, absolutely right. It is always alarming when leading figures say everything is fine. When people express optimistic remarks, that's when you get nervous. However, I will say that all of the indicators that I follow on Wall Street have been incredibly bearish. The fund managers tell the Bank of America survey that they are about as bearish and gloomy as they were shortly after 9/11 and at the depths of the 2008 crash. The individual investors' surveys show deep, deep bearishness. I was just reading a very interesting report by Luthold, which is a money manager out in the Midwest, and they've tracked bearish sentiment using other indicators, and we are in a very bearish situation at the moment. And you know, I noticed that Lloyd Blankfein, the former head of Goldman Sachs, is saying we're going into a recession. Elon Musk thinks we're in a recession. I can't find any evidence of that at the moment, but there is a lot of gloom and bearishness around. And the minute the stock market rallies, the stock market had a big rally today. Dow was up about 500, 600 points. And everyone is saying, oh, it's just a dead cat bounce. It's, you know, these are the sort of things you do tend to see at a market low. Whether it's a short-term low or a long-term low is another matter. But everyone is so bearish, I cannot imagine that the next move in the market won't be up.
I quote Brett Ahrens to himself, "The stock market goes down like an elevator at Gimbel's or Macy's or Bergdorf, depending on your department store." I'm suggesting, of course, a department store is a good metaphor because it's ancient history and marketing. All right, it goes down like an elevator and comes up like an escalator. The question you're raising, is it going up or what we're seeing is a bear market rally? It looks like a bear market rally, Brett.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I always tell people if anyone knew for certain, they'd have retired to their gold-plated yacht right by now. I don't know. What I will say is you do get the biggest short-term rallies in bear markets. You always have done. So when you see the market surging by a massive amount, that doesn't necessarily mean a new bull market has started. However, all I will say is everybody has been saying, oh, this is a bear market rally. Oh, I don't trust the rally. Oh, you know, everyone is gloomy. Absolutely everyone is gloomy. I don't sort of understand how everyone can be gloomy and this not set up the market for some kind of rally, whether it's, you know, whether it's a few days, a few weeks, or it's longer term, I don't know. But what I will say is I think the bearishness around is so enormous, so strong, that I would be astonished if that wasn't at least something of a hopeful sign.
All right, we have about a minute. What about stagflation? What is stagflation, and why does it worry us if it exists? We have less than a minute.
Right, stagflation is what we had in the 70s when you had simultaneously high inflation and you had a stagnant economy. I don't think that there's any significant risk of stagflation. Of course, I may end up having to eat my words. I'm not making a prognostication, but you've got to realize there is so much disruptive technology around. The economy is changing so quickly these days, we're all used to it, that it is very difficult to see how the economy can stagnate given this amount of constant technological innovation and disruption.
One of the things I like about S&P 500 companies is their bloody-mindedness. Because the market has plunged 18-20%, they've increased their buybacks. Smart guys. I love these people, Brett. Brett Ahrens.
Of course.
Brett Ahrens. Break the glass. Brett Ahrens is here for Market Watch, Return on Investment. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.